Off Air with the Q Crew, episode 6. Hey, welcome, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, Bojo, you were off last week. You were on vacation. Welcome back.
Vacation was beautiful. It was great. Thanks for having me back.
And the funny part about your vacay, so you had a family trip planned, right?
Yes.
With your wife, your daughter, some family friends, kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you stumbled upon spring break. So we're going to talk about that, right? On this episode.
Spring break has changed since 99.
Exactly. We're going to talk about the Florida Man Challenge. Jay-Z just got, one of his albums was inducted into the Library of Congress. So we're going to have that conversation.
Okay.
Should that album have been inducted or not? And who we what we think is
Jay-Z's
best album. Cardi B trademarked one of her signature sayings. We can chat about that. And what other artists missed out on trademarking their signature?
I want to hear your guys' best occur.
Yeah. I can't. I'm Puerto Rican.
We'll
I can't roll
we'll
my
try
R's.
It. We'll try it.
Okay. Also, Cardi and J-Lo starring in a new movie. Cardi's hitting the big screen. We'll talk about that. R.I.P. Fife Dog. We'll, you know, talk about him. Tribe Called Quest. Remember his legacy. Locally here in Vegas, the Palms doing big things. Chaos about to open up. They've got some really cool street art installations. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss March Madness. You guys are hosting a few events coming up, so we'll get into that as well. So first up, let's talk about this college bribery cheating scandal. So we know actresses Felicity Huffman from the Desperate Housewives show and Lori Loughlin and Becky from Full House, both indicted, as well as Aunt Becky's husband, Massimo, who's the guy who had the Target designer, for paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to help their kids get into USC. They're ungrateful ass kids at that. Because have you guys seen the videos of Lori Loughlin's daughters saying they don't even want to go to college? Their parents are making them go to college. All they want to do is party. So this has come out. And it's not just celebrities. It's a lot of really famous millionaires, billionaires, just rich ass people paying people to take their kids' SATs, paying people to get into the schools. What do you guys think about
that? I'm pissed about it. I'm going to kick off because being that I was a very poor Mexican kid growing up, my mom used one of her best friend's address to put me in a better school. True story.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
and I know
that happens a lot.
It sounds, you're right. It does happen a lot. It still happens now. You know, you want to put your kid in a private school or whatever the case is. But
better school district.
Better school district or just a better area.
Right.
From, like where I used to live, you know, away from gangsters, per se, right?
Right.
And there was something very serious. And it was such, and that was just at the elementary, junior high level.
Right.
Imagine schools like this, like USC, or you know, and wherever this is going to expand to.
Yeah.
But are you kidding me? These are schools that hold such high ethics. Well, at least we thought they did.
Right.
Well, it's the thing is that this, you can't fault the schools because they swindled the schools in this situation.
Right.
You know, it's you're faulting these parents. It's privilege on a whole nother level.
It's always a parent.
Because I went to a school, I was in a similar situation, you know, because I played soccer. We had to switch up our address so I could play soccer with my club team teammates, so we can all play together. And that was the best case scenario for me in order to get, you know, soccer scholarship.
Yeah,
play
course.
With my boys, you know, who I've been playing with, you know, club soccer for years and years. But this school that I went to, that they went to, it was uppity. So there was kids who already had money, who were already privileged, you know what I mean? So they had the means to get into any school they wanted to. So it was just up to them to, you know, get the grades to do it. You know what I mean?
This just to qualify.
Yes, just to qualify.
Yeah.
For someone like myself, whose parents did not have money,
we
had to find, I had to not only get the grades, I had to find some way to get the money, and that was a soccer scholarship.
Right, because you went to school to UNLV on
yes,
a soccer scholarship.
On a soccer
right?
scholarship. Yeah. So the thing is, it's messed up. People forget, like, oh, yeah, okay, if you're rich, you can, you know, pay to get into any school. Sure. But your kids got to earn it.
Right.
There's
right.
other kids who don't got the money who are busting their ass to earn it, and then are hoping they can get scholarships, hoping to get that affirmative action, and to find out some of these kids, didn't you say they were using affirmative action to get in?
They
were faking, pretending that they were on like the rowing team.
Yes, photoshopping pictures. I mean, could you imagine?
Yeah, it's on some other scandalous stuff that I've never heard of.
But here's the thing, right? Like, as a parent of a college student, because, you know, my daughter's a sophomore at UNLV, so we just went through it, and my son's graduating high school this year, so he's going to college next year as well. The college admissions process is a mission, and it's like they call it a game, right? Like, you got to play the game because you got to get the scores, you got to get the tutors, you got to do this and that. But my son, you know, he's played football throughout high school, and even touring colleges, it is a pay-to-play kind of thing, because even with the student athletes, and you know this, Bojo, student athletes, you don't need good grades or good test scores to get into a school. So he plays with kids that might have a 1.5 GPA or like the bare minimum, and they'll still get into like a really good, even an Ivy League school, based on their athleticism. Yes, because remember the college scandal that came out a few years ago when like a bunch of athletes were taking like African language classes and they weren't even learning the language because there was like other people taking the classes.
Okay, this is a different conversation. I think once you get in, there's a way to swindle the game where you're taking BS classes. Are you sure 1.5?
Let me clarify that. The NCAA has a standard.
Yes.
Whatever that minimum standard is what the students have to do.
Correct.
So what the point of that means, if most students getting into, let's say, Harvard need like a 4.5, right? Because you can't just have a 4.0. You have to have like above that these days
to get in, right?
So if they got to have like a, no, I'm dead ass. Ooh. If you have to have like a 4.0 whatever to get into these schools, and then you got an athlete coming in with a 2.0, that's kind of not fair. Or the legacy donation thing, when like millionaire parents can donate. You heard Jared Kushner's parents donated a few million dollars to Harvard, and all of a sudden he was accepted. So like these types of things already exist. Mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of, you know, we're just becoming aware to it. And did you guys hear how this whole thing like came out in the first place? So there was a guy that was being, I guess, investigated by the feds over financial crimes, right?
The leader of this?
Huh?
Was he the leader of the...
No.
Oh, something separate.
Yeah, something separate. Okay. Like we're talking like Wall Street, big money fraud, financial investigation, dealing with the feds. So the feds are investigating him. He's looking at a lot of time. And he's like, well, what if I give you guys, you know, the heads up on this story?
Oh, he went 6ix9ine
on
them.
Because this is going... Yeah, so he like snitched on this whole thing to get less time on his case, which had nothing to do with it. So if it wasn't for this guy, none of this would have even ever come out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another thing is, once this story broke, too, it just made you think, like, okay, this is not the first, obviously.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not at all.
No.
It just happened to be the lady on, you know, Desperate Housewives and Full House.
You want to hear something funny? Mm-hmm. Supposedly on Desperate Housewives, there was an episode where Felicity Huffman's character actually paid and bribed to get her kid into college. So is that art imitating life or life imitating art? Mm.
Who knows? But that's, I know, deep. Lori Loughlin, well, she was dropped by Hallmark really quick.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to go ahead and allow you to leave the country to go record all your Hallmark stuff and do all that. And Hallmark's like, we don't even want you anymore.
Yeah, and her twin daughters?
No, but she's had two daughters. Because they're like influencers.
Okay,
or whatever,
and they didn't make things right, like look good at all.
No. Because
their videos like, oh, you know, I'm here at USC. You know, I don't care about school. I'm just partying.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then the other one was at the on a yacht or a boat with someone.
Yes,
some
with
USC.
A chair or a board member from the college. So, like, this is so much deeper. This is just money and privilege,
so,
period.
Listen, okay, so what do you guys think is going to happen from here? Like, is this going to be jail time? What are they saying?
It has to be jail time, I would think.
You would think, but, like, these people are rich. They got lawyers. Like, what's going to happen?
I don't know if jail time is the answer, because I don't know that that fits the punishment. Like, they did something wrong, yes, and what they did is awful, yes, and they did hurt a lot of people in the process. Mm-hmm. But do I think Aunt Becky's, like, a criminal that's going to, like, be a menace to society?
So
she's
how do you punish her?
I don't know. Maybe doing some community service. You know how they should punish them? Make them poor for like a year.
You know what's going to happen?
You know what I mean?
Well, they're going to have to pay back a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, that too.
The continuous snitching.
You know how to be poor? Put in jail.
Yeah.
No, they'll be in one of those foo-foo jails where they go out and golf once a
week. Where they have their own phone and their own DirecTV box.
Put her in prison where she's eating a prison sandwich. You guys know what those are?
What?
Mayonnaise cheese?
I have a Cuban homie. He's telling me about this. It's 2 pieces of bread. Ice and sugar.
Aww.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Shout out. Okay.
Thanks,
shout out
Bojo.
To my Uncle Bojo. Okay, keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Speaking of college, so spring break going down. A lot of colleges on spring break right now. And you have actually been sharing some videos with us that you've been finding online of spring break in Miami. And you're like outraged, right?
Outraged, disgusted, appalled. Yeah. I'm like, spring break. Spring break has always been wild. You know, I remember a youngster always watching like Spring Break, MTV. Remember Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
What was that series? The Wild Spring Break, or wasn't there like a video
Oh, no, you're thinking Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, okay.
But that was probably that based on that Spring Break.
Yeah, yeah, that's when it all started. Probably. But Spring Break has always been wild. You know what I mean?
It's nothing new, yeah.
But now it's just one word. It's ratchet. Okay. Like you've seen, I'm seeing nothing but just the most ratchet stuff going on, making me feel old. Like, oh, I'm a parent now.
Yeah.
Like, hell no, with Spring Break.
Well, what's funny is when you sent these videos, I wasn't surprised. I was like, yeah. And you're like, that's how Miami is? I'm like, yeah, every year. Like, it's nothing. Like, the difference is now there's camera phones that are recording everything to social media. But I will tell you, as a Floridian that lived in Florida most of my life, I spent a lot of spring breaks down there, and it gets insane. Like, they block the streets down, they block the beach down, because to get to Miami Beach, which is where everybody goes, you have to take certain bridges, and like the MacArthur Causeway, they'll shut it down and not let more people on the beach, which really sucks for residents, because residents that live out there can't even get back in and out of their houses, because there's so much people down there. But they shut the streets down. It becomes a big block party. Everybody from everywhere comes down. And it's fun, but it is dangerous. Like, I stopped going a few years ago, and I shared this with you, Bojo, because, you know, I've been doing radio for a long time, and we used to do these radio events for Spring Break. Remember when BET did Spring Bling?
Yes.
Okay, so we used to go to Spring Bling and broadcast live. Like, they'd have, like, a radio row and stuff like that, right? So, and that was, like, I think in Daytona they did Spring Bling, but a lot of other stuff happened in Miami. But anyway, one year we went out there. Remember when Jackie O, My Neck, My Back, right?
Yeah.
You know, Sweetie used her beat for, like, Icy or whatever. Anyway, so Pole Boy Records was out there, and they had these Super Soaker guns. Remember when the Super Soakers had the really big ones? And they were, like, wrapped with, like, the Pole Boy labels, and they had the Street Team t-shirts on and stuff like that. And we're walking down the street, and we've got our camera and our recorder, because we're going to, like, do interviews and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, we all get hosed down, like me and my homegirls. And we're working, right? And we look across the street, and it's the Street Team from Pole Boy, and they've got Super Soakers, and they're just hosing down any girls that are walking by. And I was like, you know what? I'm never doing this shit again. Like, I'm good on this. Like, it was just too much.
But to the fact that, okay, so you're saying it's been wild for years.
It's been wild forever.
But to the fact where now, okay, you're saying the videos are out, like there wasn't maybe social media back in the day.
Yeah.
But for the fact the mayor had to cancel Spring Break in Miami, that's insane. Money bringing in. So you're telling me what's going on now, and the videos, you know, I sent you guys, and they're online. It's crazier than normal?
No.
Really?
No, you want to know what's crazy? For almost 7 years in a row, I DJed at Rosarito, at Papa's and Beer in Rosarito, which is even scary because it's south of the border, right?
Okay.
Mexico.
It's past TJ. So you're in Mexico. So you have to drive through TJ, drive down the coast, and then you get to Rosarito. And it's just like this beach-long city, right? And I DJed there, and first of all, mind you, when you're in Mexico or in a different country, just in general, you're under completely different rules. And if your ratchetness gets extra crazy, like, you're in really good trouble there. But once you're in the club, it's protected by whoever the private owner is and so much security. So I DJed, I want to say almost 7 years, and there was always like a back dark section behind the DJ booth, which it was still part of the club. But you're right. I'm glad phones are not around that day, because you would see like pornographic action almost taking place in midday. But that was like, it would be like 1 p.m.
Yes.
I think that's been around from day one, but that pornographic action isn't enough to cancel Spring Break, like the stuff.
But here's the thing.
Men beating down women.
No, I understand that, I'm talking about the ratchetness, crime. Not the crazy, like the crime stuff. But I mean, every day, it'd be normal to walk with your taco and a beer and see some girl giving a hand.
I think it's just like one of those things where it's just like, okay, we did it big this year, we're going to do it even bigger. I think it just gets even worse and worse.
But the fights and all that stuff.
To the point now, it's like escalated out of control.
Because people are so goddamn sensitive. If someone sees that they're being recorded, they get even more amped up.
Yeah.
They'll get more. And that's, I like, from all those fights and stuff that we've
World
been
star.
Seeing.
World
like
star!
It's like the Love and Hip Hop reunions. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they know that. Yeah. But here's the thing, right? Do you guys remember Gloria Velez? Remember Aaron Hall? It's like his baby mom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to love her before you told me all her stories.
So back in the day, there were like all these videos of her getting it on with like another female in the middle of Spring Break, in the middle of a crowd. And this is like late 90s, early 2000s.
No, I remember
like,
that.
This is the stuff that happened. That's why, to me, like, when you show me the videos, I'm like, it's like,
okay,
I'm outraged, but like, it's happened.
Things. I'm talking
what do you
about
mean? What's the
crime
difference?
Part of it?
The I'm talking aside. About dudes beating up chicks.
What's the difference between that and two girls having sex in the middle of the street? It's all wrong. It's all bad. It's all bad.
Okay, two girls making out together. No one's getting hurt.
But it's
no
still,
one's getting hurt.
But it's still
is
ratchet.
Is it a crime?
Yes.
No, it's not a crime.
Yes, it is.
Two girls making out is not a crime. A man striking and violating a woman with his fist?
I don't
that is wrong.
No, I don't mean making out.
Two women kissing?
No, no, no. I don't mean making out. I mean, they're like on the floor doing it. Like, that's different than making out. Like, they're having sex in public. That's what I'm talking about. And there's videos to prove it from the 90s.
All right. So, if two women are making out or getting on.
Oh, this conversation.
If two women
left.
Are making, if two women
you're right.
are getting
okay,
on,
that's leading to
is
pleasure.
That a reason?
The guy beating the girl
is that
leading
a reason
to pain.
To cancel spring break.
Here's the thing. What's it?
If
canceling?
A man is pow a woman
no,
on spring break,
wrong. Okay,
that is a reason for me, and I'm seeing that spring break. You should be getting it on.
Okay. You know what?
Okay, I shouldn't have said that. Because I have a daughter.
Listen.
And I don't know what to do.
Here's the thing. They can't cancel spring break. Because Miami Beach is an open beach.
Yes,
it's a public. What are they canceling? They're not. What
they're
not
gonna
let
be doing something.
Canceling spring break don't mean they're
probably
just
more
making
more roadblocks.
Yeah, they're just making that statement.
More roadblocks.
Okay.
That's like saying we're canceling spring break on the Strip. How?
No, just meaning people are gonna want to go somewhere else.
How?
They won't.
They
why
won't.
Would someone want to go somewhere where everything's closed off?
They're not. They can't close the businesses. They can't tell Fountain Blue Live is closed on Sunday. So it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like if Mayor,
if they're telling me if I'm hearing there's roadblocks and stuff are closed off, why would you want to go there? There's other locations to go on spring
New
break.
New Year's Eve, they closed the Strip down.
Yes.
If Mayor
they
Goodman
don't close
said
it, they block
or
they
block
areas.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's still it's to your point.
Yes.
If Mayor Goodman said, "Don't come here to Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. It's shut down." Nobody's going to listen because you're still going to come to the Strip
okay.
and you're still going to go
they might
to
not
Omnia,
listen, but that's not
going to
be
turn up.
That's not going to be the best place that's cracking because there's going to be people trying to get you in trouble.
No, because it's...
Hell no. I'm not going somewhere. I'm not gonna,
when they say
I'm
shut
I'm
going
to go somewhere where they want me to come for
they
spring
break.
They
can't shut down the beaches
I'm
going
to go somewhere and the kids are going to want to go somewhere where they're free
they
for
are
spring
free
break,
in Miami.
Right?
There's so many.
Not if it's canceled.
It's not... You. What are they canceling?
Okay. There's law enforcement going to be there being assholes.
They always
that's
there.
That's different.
That they, what? But what's canceled?
You know
what they're going to say?
So that's not closing. That's just
come on,
having,
guys. Let's
that's
be
just
realistic.
Deterring.
Okay, they're not going to be canceling it.
Right?
But there's going to be law enforcement there enforcing laws.
They already
like, hey,
do.
I don't want you here.
Do you know
not,
what they
no,
do?
Because you just told me that they let women make out and do whatever they
no,
want to
no, no,
do.
No, that was in the 90s. That was like what I was talking about.
Okay,
was
see,
in
now
the
you
90s
guys are switching it up on me. You guys got to get
it
together.
Let me explain. Let me
let's
explain.
Keep it moving.
Let me explain.
Let's keep it moving.
No, I mean, we talking. This is what
police,
we do.
The police set up these like.
This is great.
The police set up these stations all over the Miami Beach.
Yes.
Like those towers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they set up like little mobile jails.
Yes.
So normally those aren't there. So that's what they set up during spring break. But for them, what I'm saying is for the mayor to say it's canceled, that sounds good in theory, but mm-hmm. it doesn't deter anybody because they're not going to close a public beach.
You're right.
They can't force restaurants to
you're
close.
Right.
They can't force nightclubs to close. They can't force the hotels to close.
They're just
going to
be more visible. More,
yeah, they're
like,
just going to be more police.
Do you not think that the law enforcement is going to be more inclined to arrest you for stuff?
Have you ever seen the police in Miami?
No, I have not.
They look like they want to party.
They're in shorts.
Like they're tattooed. They're young. They're
are they
hip.
In shorts?
Yeah, no, they're not in shorts. But like they look like they're young. They're okay. not like the. So
right.
it's a different.
If that's what you're telling me, if that's what you're telling me, then that's,
we're gonna have to record one of these podcasts from a beach one day.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that's what you're telling me, because that's unlike a lot of police I've heard throughout the country.
No. I'm not saying
you
that
know
they're
what I mean?
Like the
then
nice
so,
cops. I'm saying that they're young and they know what it is.
I know.
So they're not
okay.
as quick to like jump.
All I'm saying is, if I'm a youngster and I'm hearing that the mayor is saying my spring break is canceled, even though you can't really cancel it, that's telling me that he's putting law enforcement in place to tell people not to go here, go here, do that. It sounds like if you're going places, there's more chance for you to get in trouble than going to a place that's welcoming spring break.
Right, but as long as you're not breaking the law, who cares? And as a youngster, you don't give a crap. You're young.
And
you don't
if
care.
You're a
you're
youngster,
like, whatever,
you want to have fun. You don't want to be on your you know, on your toes. Like, oh, am I going to get in trouble for this? I'm just.
You won't be once you're 2-3 beers in.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But who knows
exactly.
what the police are going to do if they're enforcing stuff?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. If you're a youngster, why would you want to go there if they're trying to tell people, don't come here?
Because it doesn't matter.
Do you think he's telling people, don't come here? Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because as a college kid, I'm going to go anyway. My friends are going. I got parties I'm going to. I already got my hotel reservation. I already booked my flight. I'm going. Right?
I'm going
too. I mean, you I wouldn't kids. Go. They I wouldn't go to that
money,
spot.
But they don't have the money to rebook. We're talking college kids. They don't have the money to like rebook to go to Cancun instead. They're going to Miami.
You know, you can't get your money back? I disagree.
Come on.
I disagree. If someone's telling me, don't come, you're not welcome, why the hell would I go? When there's so many places you can go in Mexico that's cheap
as
hell.
Because you're a kid and you ain't got no money. You remember being in college?
Yes, I totally remember. I think you can get your money back. Come on.
When was the last time you changed your flight?
It cost money.
It cost money.
Okay.
It's like $150.
It does cost money.
Plus the flight change. Plus your hotel.
So
and
you're
deposits.
Stuck. You got to go. Yeah. And then you're on your toes. And I think
and
these kids are assed out.
And hopefully you don't go to jail.
Hopefully you don't go to jail. Keep it a moving.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of spring break, uh-oh. You have a story to tell. So you tell me what you did.
So this is what happened. So I went on a family vacation. We talked about this earlier in Cabo San Lucas. My family, my wife, my daughter, and some family friends. And it was a perfect timing. It was the family friend's kids, spring break. They were like 9 and 10 years old. Perfect timing for me and my wife's schedule. No soccer games. Able to take a good week off from work. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed at an all-inclusive resort.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cabo San Lucas. Didn't really think about it that, this is other colleges across the country.
Right.
Spring break. A lot of Midwest schools. We're talking about Ohio State, West Virginia, some Southern schools, Ole Miss, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also staying at our resort, which was interesting because it was weird. Because normally the resorts I've done that are all-inclusive, it was only the all-inclusive people that were staying there.
Right.
But this one, there's both.
Oh.
So you had a wristband if you were all-inclusive. If you didn't have one, that means
you
had to pay for your stuff. So anyways, the very first night we got there to Mexico, we flew in overnight, and so we were all tired. You know, I got to sleep on the flight a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was kind of up a little bit during, you know, flying with the baby. So we get there, wifey decides to, you know, have a little bit more drinks than I did during the day, you know. So, and I'm ready, okay, I'm thinking I'm gonna have more drinks at night. So by the time the evening comes around 8 p.m., wifey, baby knocked out. I'm like, babe, let's get up, let's go. No way of waking up. Passed out in the bed. I'm like, all right, well, I'm in Mexico. I'm not going to bed. I'm watching TV in the hotel room. So I go downstairs to the bar, drinking by myself, meet some kids from TCU. After a few rounds of shot with these kids, them being very friendly, talk about how I'm from Vegas. They're telling me their story. I'm talking about 1999 spring break when I did this. The thong song was out. I was running things. We did that, blah, blah, blah. They say, Bojo, why don't you run out with us then tonight? You're talking how you did it back in 99. Let's see what you got. I'm like, I could kill this game. What? Let's go. I leave this resort.
You left the hotel?
In a foreign country.
Damn.
With some kids I do not know.
But how's your Spanish, though?
My Spanish was, me llamo es boyo. It was, it ended up being all right. I left there, okay. But I end up leaving the property feeling pretty good. And I was like, guys, I told them, I'm like, yo, how am I going to do this? They gave me a headband of their school.
Oh, wow.
Put it on. Mm-hmm. But like, we're going to tell everybody. You're a friend. You're a recruit, football recruit.
Ooh.
25-year-old
wow.
football recruit.
The liquid courage was
yeah,
flowing.
So I was like, all right.
Crazy.
I'm like, 25? Like, that's old. I'm like, that's the oldest we can go, bro. We can't say 26. That's a little bit old. We are a 25 recruit because I'm partying with these white boys.
You could pass as 25.
I did that night.
Yeah.
And I'm partying with these white boys. And so I was the only black dude with them.
Yeah.
So we had to, you know, make it look realistic. And so I went out with them. We partied tough. And the cool thing is, these kids they were kind of running things. I was kind of impressed. Like, they had a little bit of little swag to them, and they were confident. And, like, they took over. They were, you know, dapping up people. And, you know, other schools were there. And they were like, people like, yo, what up? And they're like, yo, what up? They're like, who's your boy? I'm like, yo, what's up, my Bo? Recruit balling. They're like, good luck next season, man. You're going to kill it.
Running
you know?
Back.
And, yeah, I just remember talking to one little young girl. She's like, wait. How old are you? I'm 25. She's like, okay, but we're partying, having a good time, taking shots. Make a long story short, it was crazy, having a good time, you know. I lose these kids. I go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I lose these kids.
Damn.
I lost them.
So it's just you and your bandana.
It's just me and my TCU bandana. And at the same time, I get my phone, looking around, phone's dead.
Damn.
Phone's dead. And I'm like, I'm pretty drunk. I don't know.
You're in Mexico.
I'm in Mexico.
Did you know
I'm
where
by
you
myself.
Were?
I knew the place I was at, but I didn't know the name of my resort. I just know I was staying at a resort.
Oh my God.
So I have to go to the DJ booth, and I just turn into to Bojo from Vegas. I'm dropping my card to the DJ.
Oh my God.
Like, all to get a cell phone charge?
Yes, to get my cell phone charge. And so, and they're like, hey, man, you want to spin? You want to spin?
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, I don't really know. That's not really my thing, but give me that mic. So I grabbed the mic.
You rock the club?
Combo San Lucas, no. How you feeling?
Oh, shut
it's California now. Make some noise. It's the mint. You know, I start rocking the place. Yeah. Promise you. Yeah, start rocking the place.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, my God.
Because
I'm feeling it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your thing. Yeah, like, you're so good
but
at it.
But it didn't make any goddamn sense because I got a TCU bandana on my head.
But like all you know is that you need 15 minutes to charge that phone.
Yes.
You're a professional MC.
Yes, so I'm going. Yeah, so I'm going. I'm going. And then I'm like, hey, thanks, guys, thanks. And I take off. And I'm like, oh, I got to get my phone. So I go run back. I'm like, oh, I got to get my phone.
Goodness.
And then so I get my phone, and I'm still like, damn. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where my resort is.
Yeah.
So I text my wife and I text my family friend. I'm like, please answer or please text back, you know? And they end up texting back. And I end up seeing a van similar to the van that I came over in with these kids. And I just see like a Mexican dude. I'm like, yo, here's $20. Can you send me to Villa del Palmar?
He's like, okay. Hey, man, that's not how we speak.
But think about that, how dangerous that is. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. So I jump in this van in a foreign country, give a 20 to a random dude I don't know in a van, just hoping he's going to take me back. Thankfully, he does. I wake up in the next morning. I wore some white shoes that night. They are just, they're
thrashed.
Black.
They're
black. Filthy. I wore some plaid pants that night. They're dirty as hell. My wife's like, "What the hell did you do last night?" And she's like, and I'm like, "You have no idea." So I explained her the whole story. She's like, "Oh my gosh," she had no words. She's like,
"Did you still have the TCU bandana?"
Yeah. Oh no, I don't have proof of that. All I have is pictures. I don't know where that bandana is.
Oh, I saw your pictures on your IG story.
Yes, I have. So if you guys want to see the truth, I have pictures on my IG, Bojo_live.
Oh, my God.
It was my very first night out there. I told the story to my wife. She's disgusted. Like, more like, because she was a little disappointed that she passed out, but whatever.
Yeah.
I still shouldn't have left.
She's like, we're on a family vacation.
I still should have said the facility.
I should have, If I would have, got drunk on the facility, on the resort, no big deal. But
that's,
leaving
that's
is scary, but that's like,
you could have downtown area somewhere.
If you know me, I have plenty of these stories. And she's like, just like hoping I would have grown out of doing this kind of thing. But I have shenanigans.
I feel like I've heard about you wandering off at events in the past.
We have plenty of room for us to discuss about some other stories.
I've been there for quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So ultimately, I ended up okay. It was the first night of vacation.
Well, you're here. That's
I know. Thank God.
I enjoyed the vacation. But the funny thing is, I would see these kids later on the property.
Would they ignore
with
you?
Your family?
No, but the thing is, they were like, I didn't want them to come over and hang out with my family.
That's true.
Yeah, I didn't want that. They were like, Bo! Bo! And like, oh, they got to know me because they're starting to call me Bo.
Yeah.
Not Bojo.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Bo, we're sorry, dude. We lost you. And I was like, y'all didn't really look out for me that strong. But then I forgot they became
Bojo's
friends with me.
Voices are dope.
Bo, where'd you go, dude? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. But no, then they started hitting me up. I forgot we became friends on IG. They started DMing me. We're really sorry, man. But like now, I'm like this old legend to them.
But
we'll never forget that night.
Now when they come to Vegas,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know how you're gonna show them a good time out here. That's better than what y'all did out there.
Yeah. If they do come to Vegas, it'll be on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my Spring Break 2019.
That sounds like a movie. That's like that Hangover in Cabo or something like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, remember my passport story, my honeymoon? So it happens. Do you guys have any?
I've got some crazy ones, but one that I can actually tell is one of the years when I got booked to go out there, where I was telling you guys earlier I would go DJ out there, I drove up. I just bought a brand new Ford F-150 truck, and I'll make the story really short.
Okay.
But I drive up. They put us up in a really nice resort right next to Papa's and Beer. Mm-hmm. And I pull up. I'm like, yo, we got this whole little villa or whatever. Me and my homie, we drove up together, and then we got like two other cars. So I'm trying to get like the front parking spot in front of the car. Mind you, we're in Mexico and right on the beach.
Yeah.
So I park my truck, brand new truck, put it, I see some plants, palm trees, looks cool, right? Two of those palms, I happen to park front, so like so far up in front that two of the palms from the palm trees were touching my truck. Mm-hmm. Get out, we party that night, the next day, hey, let's go ride around, let's go get some tacos, jump in my truck, infested with ants. The whole thing, the whole truck, not like 3-4 ants around the dash, like...
Wow.
I had to pay like a crew of four to use raid on the front side. They couldn't use it on the engine because obviously the engine will blow up or whatever, and because it's flammable. So I had to get my brand new truck detailed and took like almost a day and a half.
And there were probably some big ass ants, right? They were like little baby ants.
Horrible.
Dang.
And it was like, I've only had the truck for like 2 weeks, and it almost had like a brand new upholstery job. But you know, in down in Mexico, in TJ, like you can go down there and get your whole truck upholstered for it, $130.
Oh, wow.
So at the end of the day, I had brand new upholstery. Mm-hmm. I met four cool dudes that helped me out for the whole week, and I ended up parking my truck somewhere else. I know, long story short, but.
Dang.
What about in Florida?
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, that is crazy.
Yeah.
No, my probably the craziest spring break story was that when we got hosed down, because I was so outraged.
But the thing is, Natalia, you were older. I want to know about when you were partying now. Do you have any?
Not really, because remember, I had my daughter when I was young. I was 20. At the time, I should have been on spring break. I was already like being a mom. Mm-hmm. But when I went back, when I started doing radio, I was around like 25, 26. And that's when I would go down there and kind of be working and partying at the
Nothing
same time.
Better than that, when you can have work and partying mixed together.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's why our job
is
so great. Yes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Okay, but speaking of Florida, right?
Yeah.
The Florida Man Challenge. Have you guys seen this trend?
Oh, I love it.
Man,
I just
heard about it.
It's so embarrassing because this is my home state.
You want to explain it, though, real quick?
Yeah,
okay, so
it.
The Florida Man Challenge has started going viral because, you know, every time something crazy happens in Florida, they call it hashtag Florida Man.
Right.
And then it became really popular from Childish Gambino's show, ATL or Atlanta or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they used to call everybody Florida Man. Anyway, so the Florida Man Challenge, you Google your birthday and you hashtag Florida Man, and then a story pops up. So we all tried it. So let's have it. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead and everybody put in Florida Man and
Florida
then your birthday.
Man. Yep.
You guys want me to go first?
Yeah, that's fine.
Florida Man wasn't drinking while driving, just at stop signs. That's Damn, Florida. What do you guys
got? Mine was Florida Man, November 18th. Man in underwear steals vending machine from apartment building.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Mine for November 25th was a Florida man tries to steal foot-long sub, shoving it down his pants.
My God. So wait, let me ask you guys. This couldn't happen in any other state.
No.
Can we try it real quick? Can we just try a random state?
California, man.
California's
Montana.
The man.
Montana.
What's a random ass? Yeah, let me try Montana man. I'm going to do Montana Man and my birthday, sense. April 10th. Shout out to Aries.
Because, you know, Florida's a state where we got zombies, we got gators.
Oh, this is a little aggressive.
Oh.
Man killed in a casino shooting, unidentified. Okay.
That's
a little aggressive. Sorry, guys. Florida Man is killed. Florida. Stay in Florida. Florida's all that random nonsense.
Yes. Okay.
Probably laughed real quick.
Moving on. This week it was announced that the Library of Congress was inducting one of Jay-Z's album into their collection, which is a very prestigious honor because only a few recordings get inducted into this like thing, because they basically hold on to these things like relics or artifacts or whatever. They hold on to it for the future, which I think is really outdated because with MP3 play, and you know what I mean? With like digital stuff, we don't really need a Library of Congress anymore, but whatever.
Is that for like old white people or something?
It's it's just like a historic thing. Like anytime that recordings, it's like being inducted into like the Hall of Fame. Like anytime
yeah, it's
your
an
music
honor.
Is still, okay. culturally right. moving,
so just
they,
it's
an
okay.
honor.
It's prestigious.
It's very prestigious because
okay,
gotcha. It's a very elite list. Get
elite.
It?
Okay, got
so
it.
So they picked Jay-Z's album, The Blueprint. And when I read it, I was like, oh, Jay-Z's getting inducted.
No.
That's dope. But then I was like, The Blueprint?
Yeah,
no, I'm feeling it.
I don't agree on the blueprint.
Okay, wait, before we get into Jay-Z, was there any other hip hop artists?
No, no. It was like so Cyndi Lauper, Jay-Z, oh. and somebody else. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper, then Jay-Z. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm with it. Blueprint was, yes.
The blueprint is
2001.
The blueprint is good.
Yes.
Yeah, but.
I'm talking about The Takeover.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great track. Him and Nas going back and forth. What else? Izzo, that's a classic track on there. Girls, Girls, Girls,
yeah.
Part 1
yeah.
and 2. Jigga, Song Cry. I thought that was a dope album. And Jay-Z believes that's one of his greatest
albums,
too.
Reasonable Doubt, which includes Dead Presidents. And then just recently, you know, he had a, it was a pianist that just hosted the, oh my gosh.
Alicia Keys.
Oh my God.
She did a whole thing. I know, oh my gosh. She did a whole thing on her piano with the band, and she honored Jay-Z, and most of the songs were from Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
And so there's a part where even her husband just plays, right?
Swiss Beats.
Oh, my. Why am I so horrible?
Yeah.
The DJ is so horrible today.
Her husband, Jermaine Dupri.
That'd be
my
Janet
God.
Jackson.
Jeez.
Her husband, yeah. Puff Daddy.
Yeah, just any DJ.
I'm the worst.
DJ Khaled.
So anyhow, so my she does God. This whole thing about Jay-Z. It's like this medley, right? Honoring him. And then she starts with her, you know, she's obviously such a great pianist. And then she starts singing, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And then, but he's got Dead Presidents, Cat Knock the Hustle, Brooklyn's Finest with the Notorious
with
B.I.G.
Yeah.
Are you
Jay-Z
kidding me?
Okay,
and Dead Presidents?
Yeah.
The minute
no,
you
that's
hear
a
that,
good album.
Yeah.
I'm just, I think
oh
where Jay-Z was in his career. Blueprint was like, I think it was the sixth album right in the middle
but
of his
Reasonable
career.
Doubt is
what made
shaped him.
Yeah, that's what put him on the map.
So you went to two?
No. That wouldn't be my pick, but I can understand. I understand Reasonable Doubt over the Blueprint.
Really?
My pick would be the Black Album. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I think the Black Album was the first album that Jay-Z, you started to see his evolution. That's when he started to level up. That's when he started, like, remember the Grown and Sexy? When everything went from, like, being a young hustler and da-da-da to being, like, Grown and Sexy. So the Black Album had, like, What More Can I Say? Encore, Change Clothes, Dirt Off Your Shoulders, 99 Problems. You know?
That kind of
so sucks. I'm 50-50 on it, but let me say why I support it on your end.
Mm-hmm.
Because that album specifically, Boj and I were talking about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Off air is that is that he had said I'm retiring
yes.
and then he comes back with the Black Album and it's got some of the biggest producers in the world
inclusive
when he released that for people to check out. He released a visual called the Black Album, which is a behind the scenes of how he recorded all of these songs and to see him in a studio with Pharrell, with Kanye,
Rick Rubin.
I mean, you get freaking chills.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is impact one is big, but I think for me personally, historically, I think Reasonable Doubt because it launched him.
Yeah, I just like the Black Album because I feel like that's when he started to evolve. And that's when, because if you listen to his rap, even like on 444, it's like grown folks rap. Like he's talking,
you're
spitting real talk.
Yeah.
It's not like glorifying the drug dealing and all that stuff. It's more like his evolution. That's why
I see what you're saying. I just think that.
It is true.
Blueprint was the album that superseded his success into, you know, pop mainstream.
Yes, I would agree
that's
with
what
you
got
on
him.
That. Yes, I would
you know,
agree.
Took him from just the streets to, like, mainstream, like, yo, Jay-Z's here.
Right.
He's not only, you know, just an underground hip-hop artist. He is here in mainstream music. You know,
I think that's why I don't love the Blueprint for that reason. Like, you know, remember when, like, some of our favorite hip-hop stars would all of a sudden become mainstream and then they weren't, like, as cool anymore? Or like when
but he didn't make that album to become mainstream.
No, I know, but those
so
songs
still
took
himself.
Off and he became,
yeah.
you know, that's when he went like more, I don't want to say pop because Jay-Z's never been pop, but that's when his music was more commercially accepted.
Exactly,
and I think that's why I'm resistant to it because I didn't like that. I want Jay-Z to
I'm
with it.
I see what you're saying, but I just don't think that he made his music to be commercially accepted.
No, he didn't.
It was
but it became.
It had great timing.
It became that way. And plus that was, it was 2001. That was a great time for hip hop and pop.
Yeah.
And And 2001, if you think about it, it was the time of like the Nellies.
And you had the, well, because
the 50s, the M&Ms. Yeah. And he came and said, hey, I'm still here. This is, you know, this is my time. So, anyways. But, yeah, it's a great discussion, though. Big ups to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Is he, I don't know, we didn't plan on talking about it. Is he still the greatest alive?
I would say in my opinion.
I think he's passed, like, the Diddy's and all these. No, no, I know. And, like, and the overall picture.
I'm talking about
just musical.
No, I'm talking about rapper.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I would say Nas and Jay-Z are, but as far as like the best music and the rapper that's put off, I would say Jay-Z. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of people on his heels, I think. But
I think there is a generation, a decade younger than us that might say Kendrick.
Yeah, but that's but Jay-Z is still around, and he looks up to someone like Jay-Z. The only reason why I took
Kendrick's,
on,
I mean, Jay-Z's catalog is just too strong.
Yeah, but, so strong.
But if you just have, you know.
But the only reason, like, the reason why I took the turn on when you said rapper, and I look at him, I don't know, I no longer look at him as a rapper. I look at him as, like, this huge mogul.
No, he's a mogul.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a whole different ballgame now.
Yeah. Speaking of different ballgame, let's talk about Cardi B real quick. So she has trademarked her signature saying, "Occur." I can't do it.
Good
so I'm not
job.
Going to blame myself.
Good job for not faking it. Because you're just like, "Occur."
Yeah, you speak Spanish, though.
Puerto Ricans don't roll their R's. Did you know that? Like, we always have.
I do.
Is she not Puerto Rican?
She's Dominican.
Oh, Dominican.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, for like our like our Spanish. You can't, yeah.
Occur.
Hey!
But I still can't do Rick Ross's.
That's a great point because what other artists have like these little signature sayings that they probably should have trademarked a long time
Rick
ago? Because Cardi's smart because they got shirts that say "Oh Kirk," she should be cashing
in. Yeah, but you can't trademark.
Oh. Sure, you can.
But Khaled can be like maybe not another one, but
he probably trademarked all of that. We the best.
Another one.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Yeah. He got too many things.
Yeah. You know, Diddy should have trademarked "Take That."
He should have.
Right.
Did we find out if Lil Jon trademarked?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you.
What? Those are just regular ass words.
Yeah. How do you trademark what?
Yeah. Why don't you trademark a word? Like,
"Okay" is
a phrase. "Okay" is a word. Not "Occur."
Yeah. Wait. Say that again. "Occur." That was good. Damn, you guys. Wait. Let me try.
Ridiculous. "Okay" is a word, but not "Occur."
The power of
this
Cardi B.
This is so ridiculous.
Okay. Oh my god.
Moving on.
Speaking of Cardi.
What?
The movie.
Yes, I was just going to get into that. She's starring in a new movie called Hustlers. So here's the deal. Jennifer Lopez, executive producing and starring in this new movie called Hustlers. It's about a group of exotic dancers who take on Wall Street when the market collapsed in 2008.
Okay.
They had gotten out of dancing, but I guess they still had some custodies and whatever. And they weren't making money anymore, so they like planned this heist to get revenge on their customers. And it was based on a true story. So Jennifer Lopez, she's had like these pole dancing videos go viral where she's practicing getting into character. And it was just announced this week that Cardi B has been added to the cast, which I think is such a great compliment. Like, I think it's just going to be phenomenal. I'm very excited about it.
Two Latinas headlining.
Kiki Palmer's in it too. Oh. Yeah.
Cardi B's got the most experience. This is what she
Well, that's
the
thing,
before.
Right? Like, she was a real stripper. I mean, sometimes when I see her perform, I'm like, oh, she's going back to stripper movies sometimes. I'd be like, damn.
She got the skills.
She definitely
does. Well, what a dope. The movie sounds like, I love these type of concepts for movies. Mm-hmm. I love when they get women together. I liked,
Ocean's
12?
Yeah.
Why are we so off? The all-female cast, Ocean 24, Ocean's 8. I like that kind of movie. This sounds dope, but yes, more importantly, getting these females as strippers. Why am I saying more importantly? But I don't mean it like
That's
that.
Why I like the new Ghostbusters with the all-female cast.
That movie was terrible. And I'm all about girl power, but that movie was just awful.
What is going on?
Okay. So, here's a question. If you had to add any females to the stripper cast, right? So we know it's J-Lo, Cardi, Kiki Palmer.
I got one.
Who?
Also got experience. Maya.
There's nothing wrong with it, but you're so hype about it.
I know.
No, because she's got history of what she was doing, dancing.
Maya's
she a stripper?
Yeah. Really? I wouldn't know if it was a, like full, but she was like in adult cabarets or whatever, doing adult. Man, I'm
okay, yeah. Google it.
Okay, okay. I mean, okay. Maya, that's very realistic.
Maya, but I was mean, at a like thing. An actor, like a person that's more a little more relevant.
Okay, so here's the deal.
No shade.
Okay, you go first.
Maya's performance at Miami Strip Club sparks controversy.
Okay.
Okay.
I
would add legs. Rihanna.
I agree with
Rihanna,
that.
Rihanna, J-Lo, think Cardi, about, Kiki.
Yeah, I would have Rihanna. Rihanna.
Riri.
Riri is
yeah,
just
bad
so,
girl, Riri. Bad guy.
So sexy. Okay, here's my deal. Mm-hmm. This day and age when, you know, I thought about this. Cause I knew we were going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And I can think about who should be the stripper or who should be in it. And you're expecting me to say an actress or a musician. Mm-hmm. But realistically, for me, I'm like, this day and age, the hottest girls or the ones I'm like who are taking the next level mm-hmm. are these Instagram models.
Yeah, but
I'm
can
sorry.
They act?
I'm not worried that's... about that. The question you asked me.
What? No, if for the movie. Somebody that can act.
Okay, Miss Dolly Castro. Look her up right now on your phone.
No.
Not if their ass can act. If they can actually
If your role is to play a stripper, look up Miss Dolly Castro.
I mean, she could be a good extra, but we talk about somebody with a little bit of acting chops.
Okay. All right.
No shade. Maybe Dolly could act. Maybe you know.
Yes.
What I mean?
Look up DJ Hannah B. If you're listening, look at these people.
While
up.
You're looking at Dolly Castro, make sure you follow DJ CO1.
Yeah, there at Natalia go. On the air.
At Bojo _ live. But oh my God, Bojo _ live is sure liking a lot of Miss Dolly Castro's photos.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay.
You know,
who
I just think times have changed. I you know, like with the age of social media, my number ones.
Okay, well, let's stick to celebrities, not Instagram.
Back in the day, it would have been Jennifer Love Hewitt. I used to love her.
As a stripper?
But she's crazy, they say.
I liked her thick. She got thicky thick.
But they say
her.
She's got, but they say that she's like,
I used to like
coo-coo.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I used to, you know, okay, I guess, you know, I just, because in my head, I'm like, I don't have those. I used to like, I like Eva Mendes, but she might be older
I like
now.
All the Jessicas. Jessica Simpson, yeah. Alba, Beale,
like Simpson?
Jessica Rabbit.
I used to like Simpson.
Jessica Beale would be a good one to play a stripper. That's not a bad one.
Dolly Parton.
Really? Scarlett Johansson could probably do it good, right? Charlize Theron.
Oh, hell no.
She's
what are we doing?
Beautiful.
See,
she's tall.
This is exactly why I'm going to these Instagram models.
They can't act.
But you're giving me these frail little models. You can't be like this. No.
Charlize Theron,
no.
She's not super skinny.
I need curves if you're going to be a stripper. This
okay.
is 2019.
So you want somebody, you know who would be good? Jill Scott. We've all seen her performances lately.
Okay, now we're getting. Oh, you know who would be good?
I'd rather see Erykah Badu's booty.
Erykah Badu would be a good one.
Okay,
Taraji.
Old. So old.
Why are they old?
Yeah.
Okay, see, this is why I'm going
Jennifer
Instagram
Lopez
models.
Is almost 50.
I'm going Instagram models because you're giving me Taraji. You're giving me Cookie.
Cookie is younger
Get
than Jay.
Get the hell out of
hey,
here.
Man.
Wait.
Hey, man.
This is Lucius. Ridiculous.
This is Lucius. No,
you know,
Cookie.
Cookie
is younger than Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, J-Lo is a unicorn. She can't
but,
anything.
Yeah, J-Lo. I threw her age out 10 years ago.
What's the actress who plays Precious? See, that's how I feel you guys are what you guys are doing right now.
What?
Is that rude?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going back to Jessica Rabbit. All right.
What else we got?
Moving on. Okay. Today makes 3 years since we lost Fife Dog.
I know.
It's crazy that, that... We're still talking about Tribe, and their music is going to live on forever.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously here at the radio station, we do tribute mixes and talk about Tribe all day when things like this happen. But there's this article on our website, which is pretty interesting, about a Tribe Called Quest. And it's about science proving that cheese exposed to hip-hop has the funkiest flavor. So remember fourth grade science fair projects?
Mm-hmm.
This is very similar to that. So these scientists in Switzerland were aging these wheels of cheese. Same exact cheese, same exact age. And for 6 months, they let the cheese listen to different types of music, right? So one cheese wheel was exposed to Tribe. One cheese wheel was exposed to Led Zeppelin. One was exposed to Mozart. So then after the six months were up and they did like a cheese tasting, the scientists, obviously it's a blind taste test, and they had to prove which cheese had the funkiest flavor. And the cheese that won was the cheese that listened to Tribe Called Quest.
Of course.
So,
funky.
Yeah, so Tribe keeps it funky.
I love that story, but I'm just a little hesitant on if funky is a good thing.
Well, with cheese,
tastes.
Yes, because you want it to smell like stank feet.
You do?
Good cheese, yes. Cheese, you want it to be stinky as hell.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. you know, that, that like I'm helps not, the flavor.
Maybe I'm not as diverse. No,
we ain't talking about like cheddar on your hamburger.
No,
this
we're
is
talking
like,
about like
delicacy type cheese.
Okay, like my sister brought me back some cheese from France when she went and it stunk up the whole damn plane.
And it was really good.
It smelled like dirty feet. It smelled like the most disgusting, nasty laundry, dirty feet you've ever smelled.
But it was delicious.
It was delicious. it was so good.
I'm just not as sophisticated when it comes to cheese. Gotcha. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting, right?
And by the way, it's not crazy that we still talk about Five Dog. Shout out to Tribe Called Quest. You know, I have one. I have a mixtape series called Beats, Rhymes, and Wine based on one of their albums called Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on classic hip hop, by the way. You can go check it out. Shameless plug, brwmixes.com. Mm-hmm. They're all free.
Yeah, but, get it in.
But you gotta, you know, we've mentioned Jay-Z. We've mentioned all of these artists, especially during this podcast. And the thing about someone like Five Dog, I still think he was underrated. We know how big he is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the limelight of things, like people always talk about Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, all this stuff. I always think Five Dog should be like up there in that top 10 list for sure.
The only thing is difficult. Yeah.
And I know he's got the Q-tip and the whole
tribe. I think it's because he was part of a group. It was hard.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You know? And, and I don't think we have something of just him solo.
Correct.
And I think Q-tip was kind of the standout star in Tribe Called Quest.
His voice is so
unique,
different and it stands out in so many different songs.
And I didn't mean it
you
was
just don't want Five Dog to be like Vinny. From Naughty by Nature.
No.
Like Tretch.
No, right.
It's not like Q-Tip.
And Vinny's dope is all.
Well, I didn't mean it was like crazy to still be talking about them. I mean like more like they're still so relevant.
Absolutely.
Right? Like they're still so, like Vans just had the Tribe Called Quest
collection.
I got
two different Vans, you know,
Oh, we gotta post a picture of those.
Yeah. Also, okay, so locally, Chaos Nightclub in the Palms is going to open up really soon. April 4th is their big opening. They have like Marshmello DJing. They have residencies from G-Eazy, from Cardi B, from all of these big EDM guys.
Vice.
Yeah, and then they're opening up a restaurant inside the Palms, which has like the very first Banksy installation in Las Vegas, which
That's
is a really
crazy.
Big deal. Yeah,
really
they're coming
deal.
Strong.
Yeah, because
shout out to Station
you,
Casinos.
Yes, yeah. Well, if you guys went into the Palms a month or two ago. It's a freaking desert. There's nothing going on
there. No, I know. I haven't been to the Palms myself in about a year and a half.
There's nothing in there. So for them to step up and bring them back to relevancy is a huge deal. And I think this spring, this summer, is going to be huge for them.
Yeah.
We will be definitely representing out there. Chaos, people at the Palms, holler at us. We're going to be there anyway.
Yeah, but check this out. Some of the art, because they're saying that the Palms is going to be like the new art museum of Las Vegas. So
oh, I didn't know that.
Art, yeah, they have art on display from Andy Warhol.
Nice.
Besquat. Damien Hirst. So they have this big shark tank at one of their bars, which is like a shark in like formaldehyde or whatever. Mm-hmm. That thing is worth like tens of millions of dollars.
Jeez.
So like each piece, I mean, a Banksy installation, they call them priceless. So to have a whole restaurant with the Banksy installation is a really, really big deal.
Do we even know who Banksy is yet?
No, he's still anonymous. I mean, people think they know, but he's still anonymous.
We don't even know.
I think it's a he.
I don't think it's out there as a he yet.
Yeah, it is. Really? Have you seen the there's like a documentary about it where they try to figure out like who he is.
Oh, so they say he?
Yeah, they say it's a he.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it would be cool if it's a she, but.
It's good guys buy shredders.
Did you see that? When he, that his
I
art
heard
that
about
was
that.
Being.
I didn't see it.
So his art was being auctioned off, right? And it was a piece that was like 3 years old or something. And as they auctioned it off, like right when it was sold, it went through a shredder. Like some machine turned on inside the frame and shredded the whole thing.
They had a built-in shredder.
Yeah, so then they freaked out and they moved it and they took it to the back and tried to fix it. But the joke's on them because
it became more valuable.
Yeah. Banksy was trying to prove a point and it became more valuable.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's that. Okay. And you guys have some events going on locally, right?
Yeah. This weekend, Saturday, I'm excited. I'm going to be hosting the Guns and Hoses event. It's going to be a charity soccer match. Metro Police Department against Las Vegas Fire Department.
Cool
event. Cashman Field, 4 p.m.
Fun.
It's going to be $15 to get in, but $5 will be going back to LVMD. The Guards and Friends of the Canines, Vegas Fire and Rescue Charitable Associations, Las Vegas Firefighters Benefit Association. It's going to be a good event. I'm excited to be hosting it. Anything I can do to help out the community, family. It's going to be very family friendly. Just come out. It should be a good time. I'm going to be hosting. If you're a soccer fan, just a fan for the or just a fan of getting the family out on a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Hey, man, I apologize for messing up the name, though, in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's called Guns and Hoses. I thought that's hilarious, right? because, you know, Metro Guns.
Well, I was like, wait, because when you said guns, it, I didn't understand fire hoses, until you said it. And then I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
What'd you say, guns and hoes?
I'm like, yo, man, what's this party? Guns and hoes?
Yeah, I'm like,
geez. My bad. Like,
that's another doing? Type of party.
Well, you know, Metro and the LV FD got a little creative. Guns and hoses.
No, that's
so.
Fun. Nice. Sounds like fun.
Yes, hey, what you got?
I believe it's April 1st. I don't know if it's open to the public. I'll get all the details, but. Just got booked for the Jameson's Bartender Ball.
Fine.
So, I heard that one's got a really good reputation.
What is that? Having fun.
Parkway Tavern. So I'll let you guys know.
What, yeah, is that, nice. What does that mean, that Jameson's Ball? What
all
is
it? I've ever heard.
What's it called?
Jameson's Bartender's Ball.
Okay, so is it like a bartender's event?
I don't know. I'm about to find out, but I'm going to be a DJ for
all
it.
All
okay.
But is every Jameson year, is
yeah.
there.
A lot of people that are like industry or industry. Like beverage directors mm-hmm. or whatever, they go to that, and they said it's insane.
Oh,
nice.
Kind
of, that's what I'm trying to find out. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we're going to have to crash a party.
So,
you can say you're a bartender. You can pretend to be a bartender.
Stay busy.
I can't.
We'll get you a bartender bandana.
I'm too well known in the city. They don't know. So not really.
Oh, stop.
And remember, 420, I'll be at Brooklyn Bowl.
Hey, can we give a quick shout out also speaking of sports real quick, big shout out to Vegas Golden Knights. VGK got another W last night.
Yes.
My dude Malcolm Subban mm-hmm. got a shutout. They won 5-0.
Are we heading to the playoffs?
We're in that direction. I think okay. we won like 10 out of the last 11. We're killing the game right now. Shout out to VGK. Shout out to Malcolm Subban. That's my dude.
VGK, I got a big shout out.
Donuts all day.
Big shout out to anybody who beats Nevada.
Oh, March Madness. Yeah, right. They got it. Oh, they're done.
Yep,
yeah.
One and
it's
done.
A wrap.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, March Madness. We'll talk more about March Madness
next week.
On the next episode. Yeah. It'll be going on.
That's cool.
Natalia, you got anything before we get out?
No. That's I don't. It. I'm good.
That's
I'm,
it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wrap. Episode 6 in the books.
Thanks, guys.
We out.
All
right. We out.
Good enough. Sorry, I'm like rushing because I'm like, shit, I got to
wait, some more Bojo Spanish. Come on.
Adios, amigos. That's what I got.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Not bad.
All right.
Not bad.
Edit that in there.